Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Hope you guys are having a great day so far. Sorry about not doing a show on Friday. Gotta understand, got a lot of stuff going on in my life. Been dealing with, you know, the passing of my father. I know a lot of people are like, oh, we got to stop hearing about your dead dad and stuff. No, plus my mom just had that surgery, had to take her over on Friday to her post-operation. It was like a follow-up. They had to remove all the staples and stitches and stuff like that out of her neck from the surgery. They said everything's looking quite well. So I want to thank everybody that has been reaching out. There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can actually email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. This is an email that I got last week. I haven't gotten to it yet, but this comes from Michael. And I kind of agree with him a little bit. I'm going to go in a different direction. I wish this person the best, but Michael Thompson writes back, Bubba Love, ! Why do you keep fucking with Bubba? Stop letting people live in your head rent-free. MJT. Now, Michael, I do agree with you. Like, I've been trying to play nice. I've been trying to be cool with everybody. And I'm not going to say anything bad at all. But I am done. I'm done trying to get back on the Bubba the Love Sponge show at the BRN. I don't know. Look, I know a lot of the reasons and the problems I've had is shooting myself in the foot, burning bridges. I've admitted to all my mistakes. I really, really have admitted to a lot of my mistakes. And yes, I have burned bridges. Yes, I shouldn't have talked about Shannon Burke. But, you know, the thing about it is there's somebody at Florida Man Radio that does hate me. Nobody would ever tell me who it was. I thought it might have been Shannon because I got some audio that somebody had sent to me. And I even apologized to Shannon. I did. We texted. I apologized. But I am no longer allowed on the air anymore with Bubba on terrestrial radio because he's on a couple of radio stations that are owned by JVC. And I completely get that. I mean, it's smart. It really, really is. But I think for anybody to, like, judge me, Bubba should be the last person to judge me when it comes to making bad decisions or sabotaging yourself. Because he's even admitted to doing it. And like I said, I'm not saying anything bad about him because the guy's given me more opportunities than pretty much any other broadcaster. And I wish him nothing but the best. I wish Bubba the best. I wish K-Man the best. I wish Blitz the best. I wish Lummix the best. And even Anna. I really don't know Anna that well, but I think she's been a great addition to them. But you're not going to hear me talking about them anymore. Not going to be calling in and trying to do stuff for them. I've offered to help out behind the scenes, but nobody wants to, you know, take me up on my offer. Like, I haven't even asked to get paid. I just was asking, hey, let me plug my podcast. I'll do some exclusive content for Bubba Army Radio, but nothing. Dog piss Willie. So I'm going to move in right to my first topic of the day. On Friday, I was going to meet one of my friends for dinner, and I was driving down US-1, and I was getting to Port Orange, right there at Dunlawton Avenue and US-1, right there where the 7-Eleven is. It's that bridge that you take to be able to go to Ponce Inlet. And I stopped, and I'm like, all right, I got to stop, and I got to talk to these people, because it was a bunch of Trump supporters, And before any of you guys want to get on my ass and say that I'm a libtard or I'm a liberal, I don't support any political side. I've time in and time out, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I don't trust any of them. These politicians do not have any of our best interests in their interests. They just rape us. They bend us over. They stick it right in our ass, dry, no lubrication at all. So they're out there waving it. But the thing that got me to stop was they had an American flag hung upside down and backwards. Now, I believe in absolute freedom of speech. That is their right to be able to hang the American flag upside down. Do I think it's disrespectful? Yes, I do. Especially the guy that had the flag upside down claimed to be former military. And I'm not saying that this guy was stolen valor or anything like that, but I don't know. Like I don't want to blow everything, but I wanted to break this audio down. If you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle, you'll be able to see this video because I streamed it live and it actually turned out really, really well, but I was blown away by the hypocrisy that if you were out there protesting, you would absolutely love it if somebody came and stuck a camera and a microphone in your face to be able to help get your word out there. But these people just were not having it.
I have to go over here and find out what these people are talking about. They're flying an American flag upside down, and I had to go and talk to these people right here. I had to come over here, and I wanted to see what these people are up to, find out what everybody is going to. I don't know. Let me see if you can hear me now. All right, so I wanted to come up here and find out. Yeah, I know they are. Yeah, I know. Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to come in and cover the event. Are you guys out here all the time or like?
We're out here every Friday.
All right. So like, why are you guys out here on a Friday?
Because it's storming. So.
Yeah.
But
we're still here. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Now. So like, what are you guys trying to do out here? Like, I really want to know.
Raising awareness
for
freedom.
Not a good way to start off. I mean, that is such a canned response. You're protesting for your freedom. Hell, basically, you're doing exactly what is the most important freedom that is given to us as American citizens. You're out there protesting. If this was any other country like Russia or whatever, I don't mean to go Russia. What the hell is this, Russia? No, but guess what? The cops are not out there. They're not harassing you. They're not telling you that you're not allowed to fly the flag upside down. So, yeah, you need to come up with something a little bit better than we're out here protesting for our freedom, because that is the biggest oxymoron if I've ever heard of one. You're exercising your First Amendment right, which is freedom.
All right. What freedoms?
But the people that are not willing to stand up and just be complacent about what's going on around them right now.
No, I agree. I hate all politicians. I hate all politicians.
It's not just politician. It's everything that the politicians are using. Social media, censorship. You know, we don't want news put out, so let's just completely shut it down.
Well, for one, I mean, if it's not about the politicians, why are you guys all waving Trump flags? Why are two people waving the Confederate flag, which, once again, I don't necessarily have a problem with the Confederate flag because it is, once again, like I said, you're exercising your freedom of speech to be able to fly the Confederate flag, even though it's hypocrisy at its finest because one of the ladies that is waving the Confederate flag is Hispanic. I know that I'm going to get a lot of hate from my listener or supporters and stuff over this. But don't say that this isn't about the politicians when you're waving nothing but Trump flags. And also, all news is biased now. NBC, Fox, ABC. And if you are getting your news from any of the 24-hour news source like CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News, I mean, CNN and MSNBC, liberal, Fox News, conservative, You got all these offshoots of these like news media things that are popping up. So don't talk about this isn't political, because it is. You're flying the Trump flags. Get over it. He lost. He is not going to win again. I hope he does run again. I really, truly do hope that he runs again. I do, because I would love to see him fail once again. I think people are just over his shit. Yeah, I know, but I mean, social media are private businesses, though.
No, they're not private businesses.
I don't know if you guys remember the story, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, about the baker that would not make the wedding cake or cake for a gay couple. And everybody was up in arms. Everybody thought that was discrimination. And you want to know what the conservative said? Oh, it's a private business. The government should not be able to tell a private business what they can or cannot do. I agree with that. I agree that the government, less government in business is better. The government, the less the government is involved in our everyday lives, the better. But these people, they only like those laws when it helps out stuff that they believe in. Like it or not, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they are all private businesses. When you sign up and you create an account, there is a terms of agreement that nobody ever reads. They just don't read it. Now, do I agree that something needs to be done? Yes. Yes, there needs to be some laws that need to be made, because I do feel like social media is biased, just like all the other news medias I just talked about. Yeah, I mean, they are. When you sign up, though, it says you have an agreement.
You're using the 223 right now, but what the whole thing is.
You know that I've even been blacklisted. I've been shadow banned as well, too.
They're shadow banning, and it's when they do it to a particular information source.
But I've done it, too, and I hate all politicians.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's the whole thing. You hate politicians. You say one thing that somebody doesn't agree about, and they shut you down. When they're using it as a political weapon, when they use their platform as a political weapon, it's no longer public. It's no longer anything. It is now a political weapon.
Everybody wanted to talk about how Donald J. Trump, you know, number 45, was the hardest working president that we had ever seen. Like, the guy never slept. How much more work do you think he could have gotten done if he wasn't out tweeting? And don't give me the bullshit excuse, oh, he's not tweeting for himself. Nah, he is tweeting. Because there were so many spelling errors. And look, I'm guilty of it. I've used incorrect grammar quite a few times. You get predictive texting, autocorrect and stuff, and it will mess you up. But if that was somebody else, like one of his interns or something, you bet their ass that they would read over a tweet 3 or 4 times before they hit send. So we all know that Donald Trump was doing the tweeting, and you're talking about using it as a weapon. I mean, there were so many hateful things that he would say, so many petty things where he would attack people. Like, how much more stuff could have really gotten done, and how much stuff could have gotten done when it comes to the pandemic that we had? And don't come at me with, oh, it was all made up because they wanted to get Trump out of the White House. Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe the coronavirus was a little overhyped. But I can see the death toll. I know how many people have died, and that really doesn't seem like hype to me. No, I agree with you. I do agree that there needs to be rules that need to be made and changed. Like, for example, when our forefathers were making the Constitution, they didn't say, oh, we're going to have moving pictures in the news and stuff. They had to regulate news eventually. So I really, really do think they need to regulate social media.
Well, in a sense, I mean, they have to, if you're gonna...
I just pretty much flapped this dude up. Like, he is completely twisted. He is stuttering and stammering because he's trying to figure out what to say. Because these people, they don't have a camera put in their face. Nobody is down there giving them the time of day. And look, I know I'm pretty much being a hypocrite because I gave them a time of day. The only reason I even stopped was because of the American flag being upside down and backwards. I don't know if a lot of people, and I could be wrong by saying this, but I would like to hear from you. And that's why I like the interaction. What does it mean when the American flag is upside down. I've heard two different responses. One, the country is in distress, but I also thought if you hung your country's flag upside down, it was kind of like you were surrendering. So I don't know. I would like to hear from you. Tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
Sell yourself as a source that lets people get on this stuff. You can't censor one side and not censor another side of the same story.
You Trumpies, you Trumpsters, you don't have a problem with it when Fox News does it. See, that's the thing about it. You can't have it both ways. These people, like, they want to have it both ways, but Fox News is biased. They censor. Like, seriously, when was the last time you saw Fox News have anybody on that had an opposing opinion? Because, you know, they're so dumb that they don't realize that having somebody on with an opposing opinion is great for ratings. And if people want to say, oh, well, no, it's not. When Rush Limbaugh was alive, I've talked about this a lot. Do you know that Rush Limbaugh's, when he was alive, his ratings for his nationally syndicated radio show, which I will tell you, did I agree with everything that Rush Limbaugh said? No, I really did not. But I will give him credit. He was a hell of a broadcaster, and he knew how to get under people's skin. But his ratings were the highest when a Democrat was in the White House. You want to know why? Because he had something to bitch about. And Fox News, you know, they're supposed to be this big, big broadcasting company. I think Rupert Murdoch, that could be CBS. I really don't know. I don't follow these rich-ass billionaires and what they're up to. But, yeah, the guy at Fox News, you need to learn. Opposing opinions equals ratings.
The problem is they censor only one side of a story, and that's the biased story that is being pushed by a corrupt government right now.
Okay, so I mean, they were kind of doing it trying to protect, you know, after the Capitol riots.
But no, protect what? Okay, so you can't say the word COVID.
No, well, I agree with you on that one. I'll agree with you.
You can't say Biden and then say something negative about him. It comes off.
I got to stop the guy right there. I mean, I've seen so many people say negative things about Biden. You remember where he had that nasty spill where he like fell three times trying to go up the steps to get on Air Force One? Yeah, I saw so many memes. I saw so many people say the worst despicable things about President Joe Biden at the time. Yeah, and you know what? Even though I did not like Trump, I respect the office of the presidency. Because we live in a democracy, okay? Even though I didn't vote for Trump, even though he won, that is what the majority wanted. Now, when Biden wins, the other side wants to cry. That's why I hate politics. And this is why our country, and we're in this mess that we're in right now, is because we have so many misinformed people in our country right now that only watches one news source. Do your research, but people are lazy. Americans are lazy for the most part, and they're dumb, just like this asshole.
You can't say COVID. It comes off. You can't say fraud. It comes off.
That guy in that big-ass dually, Cummings Diesel, with the duallys going on, definitely a Trump supporter because he was Talladega Matting it right there. Did you hear the way that exhaust pipe went off when I was trying to ask the question? That's why I had to ask the guy what he said again.
But you can't say what?
Anybody, you can't say the word fraud.
Oh, yeah.
And you say any of that, it comes off. Yeah. It doesn't matter how you're using it or what you're using it. So you're telling me that that's not biased? That's 100% biased. That's 100% them using a platform for a political, basically, barnstorming of the opposing side. When the president of your United States can't get on news media, can't get on social media, gets kicked off of everything he does to speak to his people, when the news media won't even run the State of the Union.
See, this is another thing. This is another thing that people get completely wrong. Do you want to know why? Everybody wants to talk about the first year that Trump was in office. And I'll explain to you why they didn't. And this is from CNN. I'll let you know it is biased. It is a liberal news media site. But President Donald Trump is set to give an address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. But it technically won't be his first State of the Union address. Trump isn't shaking up any traditions as he is known to do, but instead following what past presidents have done before him. His speech will be known as an address to a joint session. Traditionally, a president of the United States should be in office for a year before they give their first State of the Union address. So that is why that was not covered. So a lot of people want to use that as an excuse for the news media not covering it because it was not a State of the Union address. The same thing goes because guess what? Biden has not been in office for a full entire year yet, and that's why he's not giving his State of the Union address. I think the State of the Union address is supposed to, like, happen in what? Like, hold on, let me look here. It's supposed to be, like, in February, I think. Yes, it's supposed to be in February, and Trump wanted to do it. He was trying to break tradition, and everybody was like, oh, they're not covering his State of the Union address. Guess what? That's because none of the other presidents in the past have given a State of the Union address in their first year in office. Do you think that he caused any of the Capitol riots?
No. The people, first of all, stop using the word riot. It wasn't a riot. You want a riot? A riot is what happened all through 2020.
Okay, so this is where the whole man on the street interview goes sideways. Because I cannot take anything seriously that this guy says. You know what? I was wrong. It's not a riot. It was a fucking insurrection. It was a bunch of people trying to overthrow the government and the will of the people that were trying. That day that that happened, people were trying to disrupt the flow of our government, how they were trying to make sure that because they all the Congress people have to vote for the election results to make them finalize. And those people, yeah, you know what? This guy was right. It wasn't a riot. It was an insurrection of people trying to overthrow our government. All right, so you're talking about Black Lives Matter?
Talk about Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or anybody that was destroying businesses, burning down. They threw firebombs into a police station that had people in it still.
See, this is where this guy fucked up. Like, he didn't know that I was about to ask a follow-up question, but he wants to talk about throwing a firebomb into a police station, which did happen. I will say that. I will definitely say that. But, you know, with like any other people, there are peaceful protesters, but there are troublemakers in the mix. So, yes, but you can't, like, there are a few bad apples in a group, but you can't say everybody out there were being violent. Yes, a lot of the Black Lives Matter people, Antifa, they caused a lot of issues. They caused a lot of damage. They burned down their own towns and communities and small businesses. So, yes, I agree with him on that part. But just wait for this follow-up question.
Okay,
but, I mean, people went in our Capitol.
What happened in the Capitol was not a riot. That was a peaceful protest. Not what happened in 2020. There were no weapons.
What about the cops that got beat up?
The cops didn't get beat up.
All right, let me crack my fingers here. Let me see if I can crack my fingers here and read you this news story here. In total, more than 150 officers were injured in the attack. 86 Capitol Police officers reported injuries. The sources said, along with 65 members of the Metropolitan Police Department, Chief Robert Conte testified in January. So, you know what you can do, buddy? You can suck my big hairy cock. I do need to shave. That's why I said hairy cock.
If cops push against you, you push back. That's just it.
I thought the Trump supporters were all about, you know, Blue Lives Matter. So you're telling me, like, this guy is the biggest goddamn hypocrite that I have ever come across when I've ever interviewed people doing man on the street stuff. So this guy's telling me now when cops push back, you do it. Oh, is it because you're white? No. You know, and I know, if that would have been a bunch of African Americans or minorities that would have been rushing the Capitol, the death toll would have been through the goddamn roof. They would have opened fire and they would have killed a lot of minorities. But no, because it was Caucasians doing it, they got a little bit more leeway. And this guy wants to talk about when the cops push back. I thought, you know, Trump said, We're a nation of laws and order. So what about that, my friend? I mean, your orange leader, number 45, says to respect the police officers, but now when you're rushing the Capitol building, which is you're trying to disrupt and trying to stop the election from being finalized, oh, yeah, then you get to do that. Do you want me to read that again? He said no cops were injured. No cops were beat up. In total, more than 150 officers were injured in the attack. 86 Capitol Police officers reported injuries. The sources said, along with 65 members of the Metropolitan Police Department, Chief Robert Conte testified in January. And guess what? You can't lie to Congress because that is perjury and your ass will go to jail.
Did you see what happened?
But the Antifa people.
Did you see what happened in Europe? Do police have the right to punch you and beat you up?
No, but
no. Okay. Again, good. Police don't have the right to punch. Once a police officer throws a punch, they have basically forfeited the fact that they are now a police officer of the law.
Once again, so what about all the people, all the Trump supporters that all say when a minority gets killed, oh, if you're not breaking the law and you listen to a police officer, you would still be alive. I mean, pick a side, motherfucker. Pick a side.
Well, cool. I appreciate your time, sir. I really, really do.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. So now, can I seriously ask can I ask why the American flag upside down?
Citizens in distress, my friend.
What's that? I'm sorry, sir. How are you, sir?
Citizens in distress.
Yes, our nation is in distress, and I would say that you probably are somebody that has served in the military, correct?
I have been.
Yes, sir. And so I'm not trying to blow my own horn or pat myself on the back, but do you hear how respectful I'm being? I'm saying yes, sir. No, sir. I asked him if he served in the military. I'm being polite as I can. Just wait until you hear what this scumbag has to say to me. And I do respect your First Amendment right to be able to do that. I asked a serious question on why you did that, because I have no problem with it. What I'm saying is I really, really do respect your First Amendment right to be able to do that.
Good thing.
Yes. So, like, what are some of the things that you're out here trying to protest right now?
Didn't my friend tell you? Didn't my friend just spend 10 minutes talking to you?
All right. To begin with, I don't want anybody to think that I have some large audience, that I'm, like, on the level of some nationally syndicated radio show or the local news media. But there was nobody else out there showing these people any attention. Like, I covered their protests, whatever they were protesting. I mean, it just seemed like it was a waste of goddamn time. But wouldn't you think that when somebody sticks a camera in your face, you might want to get your message out there? But this guy had to come at me sideways, and this is when I started to not show him any respect at all. Matter of fact, if I had to guess, and I'm not going to say it, I would almost guarantee you that this guy is a part of what is known as stolen valor. He wasn't wearing a uniform or anything, but he claimed to be in there. I asked. He said he was, so I took him at his word for it. But I really don't think any military guy, even how bad the country is, if you're a true soldier and you respect the country and stuff, I know that the country has disrespected our veterans, have not taken care of them the way that they should be taken care of. But for you to fly the American flag upside down and backwards, I kind of lose a little bit of respect for you.
Okay, all right, sir. I wanted to get your side and see if you had any other
side. I've got nothing to say to you.
Okay, when you know, like the First Amendment right that you have, I have the First Amendment right to sit out here on the public street corner and ask you anything I want to, right?
You do.
All right, cool. So why is it? Because I have an opposing opinion? Is that why you don't want to talk to me? Is because I have opposing opinion?
Just get the fuck away from me, okay?
Why do you have to curse?
See, now I'm baby facing. Look, I swear and curse just as much as anybody out there. Like my friend Amy, we talk about this all the time. You know, she was like, it's not that she's judging me, but she was just like, do all Americans curse as much as you do? And why do you do that? Is it because you have a small vocabulary? No, cursing is like expressing yourself, trying to make a point whenever you do it. But I also was like, man, why do you got a curse, buddy? I'm just out here asking you questions. Like, seriously, you are doing, you're doing exactly what I'm doing, and I'm doing exactly what you're doing. I don't even know if that made sense. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, all the rights of you that protect you being out on that street corner protects me to be able to stand on that same piece of property and ask you any goddamn question that I want to. And the reason he went in that direction was because he knew he could not debate me on the hard, cold facts.
Can I ask why you got a curse on me? I didn't curse at you. Which is your First Amendment right to be able to curse.
Good.
All right, so then why are you being rude to me? Okay, all right, but I mean, all right, cool. All right, but it's also my right to be out here. It is my right to be out here as well, too.
God bless you.
Not bless me. I mean, you guys, the Confederate flag. The you as a Spanish woman out here being with a bunch of people with the Confederate flag. Like you're really okay with being around a person with the Confederate flag.
So it's not a riot. People need to stop calling it a riot.
All right, cool. I just think it's kind of I think it's kind of disgraceful as a minority that you would be around a bunch of people holding the Confederate flag.
Wait, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
You have stuff to say when I'm not around.
I say God bless you and America.
So what about the Confederate flag?
What about the Confederate flag?
God bless Confederate flag too.
We stand up for the freedom of speech. So if somebody wants to wave the Confederate flag, that's their right to wave it.
And it's my right to say that it's a bunch of racist shit.
It is your right to say it's a bunch of racist shit. But does that mean that because it hurts your feelings and you feel it's racist?
No, you guys are the ones that are getting butthurt right now. No, you guys are the ones getting butthurt.
Does that mean the other person doesn't have the right to wave it?
No, but you guys are the ones getting butthurt.
It doesn't matter. You know what? By the Black Lives Matter flag. Does that mean that they shouldn't wave?
Why are you offended by the Black Lives Matter?
Wait, oh, get out of here.
No, let me ask you. No, it's an honest question.
If you ask that question, then you're an effing moron. Get out of here.
No, why does that bother you? Why can't you answer that question?
Get out of here. You're an idiot.
Because you can't answer it. That's why. God, you guys are so predictable. I mean, it's pathetic. It is so pathetic. It is so pathetic. Take your racist ass flag. Don't be a cunt. Your racist ass Confederate flag bullshit. See, the funny thing is that they won't answer any of my questions. You know, everything that they want to argue against me is just the same complete fucking bullshit. So fuck them. I'm out.
I know that I went a little long in this first segment. I just wanted you guys to be able to hear what I have to go through when I do some of this man on the street stuff and how frustrating it is. You know, because I also got to be careful about how far I push a certain type of group. Look, I don't want anybody to think I am a firm supporter of the Second Amendment, but I also know that the people that are Trump supporters are most likely carrying or concealed carry, which is their right. I have my concealed carry permit as well. So what I'm trying to say is that I have to be careful. I could have taken that a lot further than what I could have or what I did. So what I'm trying to say is if you'd like to check that out, do me a favor. Go to my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live like I did on Friday. If you want to see it happen live and maybe see me get gunned down by a Trump supporter, that's why you're going to want to hit that bell button, because you would love to see it live. And I'm telling you right now, guys, if that does happen, I give you permission to screenshot it. I give you permission to send it to all the local news media. I really don't care. Use it. That's why I go live most of the time when I do this stuff, because if I'm recording it, if they kill me, I can't upload it. So make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. When I come back after the break, I got some fun audio that I'm going to play for you this guy, I think, is out in California, and he gives a little bit of a commentary, a video commentary, on some of the ladies of the night, streetwalkers, hookers, whatever you want to call them. And that's coming up next. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my website, tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E.net. When you go there, you're going to be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. That is every single one of my social medias, how you can email me, the voicemail that I give out all the time, as well as my PayPal, everything. It's one-stop shopping when it comes to Tuttle, and it's very easy. Just go to tuttle.net. This next piece of audio, I know the audio I played for you was a little bit more serious, was not funny. I like to keep, well, it kind of was funny. In my opinion, it was. I think hypocrisy is funny. I love it just to give people enough rope to be able to hang themselves. And I think that's humorous. So, but this next piece of audio, and I know this is in Los Angeles, but my God, man, like all the hookers that this guy is filming, and I will post this on all my social media. I found this from worldstarhiphop.com. And this guy is, I guess this is like hooker haven, because they are all over the place. It is like cicadas everywhere. It's like this was the one time in 15 years that all the hookers like converged onto this one intersection. And when I tell you, you know, like ladies of the night, I hate to paint with a broad brush, but you could spot these chicks as streetwalkers from a mile away because they are barely wearing anything. Thong bikinis, high heels, like hard. They can barely walk because these heels are so high. But this guy's commentary was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, so good chocolate. I ain't seen that like this on this high definition yet. That Tuka's out there, that booty.
My.
The blade looking good tonight. Hey now, bitch, I see you out there trying to get some action out here. Walking that blinday.
Now, I could be wrong. This guy almost sounds like he could be a pimp that is kind of out scouting the talent right now. Because, like, it sounds like he knows all the catchphrases. You know, the pimp ball that they had, that skit that Dave Chappelle did, where they're all showing up and they're cutting on each other and stuff. This guy sounds like a straight-up, made-up character that you would have seen on the Dave Chappelle show back in the day.
Walking that lemonade. Look at this motherfucker.
You see him on the boulevard, live and direct with the ass, them geeks out. We seat you, little bitch. We seat you right as motherfucker. God is good. God is motherfucking great.
Yes, he is. For you, yes. I don't believe in God, but for you, God is motherfucking great. Because the funny thing about this is that this guy's got his camera out, and as soon as any of these strippers or hookers, prostitutes, notice that they're being filmed, they start covering their faces up. Like, I mean, they're barely wearing any clothes as it is, so it's not like they have much to be able to cover their face up with. But I just find it absolutely fucking hilarious that they get the step in as soon as they see this guy filming them.
God is good. God is motherfucking great around here, motherfucker. God done got this, all this work. Good vanilla out here looking like something. House spin. Good God. You know I see it, bitch. Lord, Lord, Lord. Push the right into it. Good God.
gracious. Meat booty meat jiggling all over the motherfucking place. All booty meat jiggling.
Now, I will say, you know, like here in Florida, like in Volusia County, the smaller towns and stuff, the prostitutes, yeah, they're a little bit lower class. They are on different types of drugs, methamphetamines, where they're picking at their skin all the time. And it's usually white, trash, cracked out, skinny women that, like, you can see their ribs. Like, swear to God, like, straight out of, like, someplace like Ethiopia, but vanilla versions of Ethiopians. But no, I gotta tell you, these are some BBWs. Black, beautiful women, or big, beautiful women. I don't even know what BBW stands for anymore, but I gotta tell you, like, the asses, I'm not saying anything bad about it. They are absolutely amazing, but, like, a white guy like myself with that much ass meat, there's only so many sexual positions that I would be able to actually get in there, if you know what I mean, because it would be just me having sex with booty meat. Ass cheeks. That's all it would be from behind. Like, if you're, you know, going to do it doggy style. Yes. I don't know how well I would fare with that. And I'm not saying I'm small. I'm just average. But it's just a lot of booty meat.
House spin. Back at it again for the motherfucking win. Look at the bitch. Look at the bitch. Oh, no. Motherfucking helmet. Butt ass naked.
Butt ass. Titty booty ass naked.
Bare ass. Booty ass. Titty naked. That woman wasn't scared when the camera was on her. She was showing out for the camera. And I got to tell you, that's the one that I would be going for because at least she has some type of personality.
Butter-ass naked out here. Butter-ass naked. I see you, bitch. Hello. My definition of rap.
Okay, that is one of those drops that I'm adding to the archives that I'm going to send to Josh Kale, or maybe I can get Amy Sinha to voice over some liners because this is a... This is a grade A cut drop if I've ever heard one.
Hello, my definition of rap. I came back around like Jesus on you bitches.
You know, a lot of people say that Jesus Christ, even though, like I said, I'm not a religious person. I mean, I do believe that if Jesus was a real person, which he probably was back in the day, but there was just a lot of made up stories about him, would be an African-American gentleman. So I'm going to tell you, if Jesus Christ was still around, oh, he would be definitely pulling down some of these hoes.
See exactly what's going on out here yonder. I hear all this booty, me, all this good chocolate, all this good stuff. Hey, now, say now, bitches. Do it to him, goddammit. Do it to him.
I really do wish I could find out who this guy is, because I would love more than anything. Like, I don't like the... I've never paid for an interview in my life. But I would pay some good money to be able to interview this guy because his commentaries are absolutely brilliant. Now, moving on, something a little bit related. This African-American reporter, I don't know exactly where this was. I think it might have been up in Detroit. And I got to tell you, I can only imagine how difficult it is to be a very attractive, which this woman is a highly attractive woman. But to some of the catcalls and comments that are probably made to you when you're getting ready for a live shot, waiting for the anchors during the live news to throw it to you, and you got idiots, thirsty-ass dudes like this making these type of comments.
Just fuck your word off.
Get out of there.
I'm not on yet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're not on.
20 seconds.
Thank you.
Beautiful as hell.
Thank you.
God damn.
I gotta give this reporter a lot of credit because she's being nice. She's keeping her cool. The producer, the cameraman just said 20 seconds and he's got this thirsty ass dude, like I said before, saying, God damn, you're fine as hell. I mean, how do you even get ready to go live in front of hundreds of thousands of people on your local news? I mean, Detroit's not a small market. And then you got to hear this right before you go on the air.
I better not be on motherfucking camera. But why are you over here on camera, though?
Watch Spectrum News. You can find out. Go find a TV and watch Spectrum News. You can find out.
For what reason?
Watch the news and you can find out.
Channel 8?
This is Channel 9 and 1, usually. 1 and 9.
See, that's why I can't be left alone with a black woman. Or a mulatto chick.
Now, if you didn't hear what he said, he used the word mulatto. Now, I don't know if the word mulatto is politically correct anymore, but mulatto means, for the people that maybe not know what that means, is either a mixed race black woman, usually it's a white person and a black person, or it just could be a light skinned sister. Because I've talked to, well, I don't want to be that guy who say, oh, I got black friends, but there is racism inside the black community where, like, if you're darker, you know, you kind of maybe somewhat look down. But I mean, I can't even speak on that because I'm the most Caucasian person that you're ever going to meet. So I'm just going to stop right there.
Because I can't stand these fucking white
girls.
We
are done here. Have a great rest of your day.
You are sexy as fuck.
I've never understood why these local news media sources, or hell, even the national media, why they do not send out security or a guard. Because I don't know if you guys remember that story about the cameraman and the female reporter that was gunned down on live TV by a disgruntled former coworker of hers. Yeah, if they would have had a guard there, maybe, just maybe, that tragedy wouldn't have happened. And if there was a security guard there, do you think that the guy right before, like literally the producer said 20 seconds ago that they were about to go live, and then you got another guy saying, I can't fuck around with these black ass women. I need one of these fine ass mulatto chicks. And then you got to go on the air. I just have never gotten it. But I got to give this reporter, man, she deserves every bit of money she's getting paid. When I come back, I'm going to wrap up the show, and I got an audio soundbite from the one and only Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Last segment of today's show. Make sure, if you'd like to help out, go to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Even if it's a dollar, I write every single person back. You can ask anybody that has donated to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. I personally write back every single person. Now, if you're a person that wants to advertise your small business, or hell, I even threw this out there last week, if you're a chick that is listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast and you have an OnlyFans page and you want me to promote it, hell, we'll even set up an interview. I don't have to worry about payola or plugola. Pay me. I will promote the hell out of your OnlyFans account. Just email me, tuttle@gmail.com. All right, want to get into this last little piece of audio. I love Grady Judd to death. I have two of my favorite sheriffs in Florida. One being Grady Judd, the other one being Sheriff Mike Chitwood here in Volusia County. I kind of think Grady and Chitwood are a little bit in the same. One is just a good old Southern boy, which there's nothing wrong with that. And then you got Sheriff Mike Chitwood, who is, I think, from the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. And they give some of the best press conferences. I really think Grady swung and missed on this one. I guess that they busted these two guys who were African-American that were rappers, and I guess they were rapping about their crimes and stuff and some of their music lyrics, and that's how they got busted. But Grady, you know, he's got the picture set up in true Grady Judd press conference fashion. It's over the top. And whoever told Grady that this should be a good idea, or whoever wrote this for Grady, should be fired. Should be fired right on the spot.
Well, how cool are you today? Can y'all make up a rap song about this? Well, I'll help you out. You see, we got your gold.
And by the way, that wasn't Grady in his kitchen searching for a pot to cook spaghetti in or something. No, I guess they confiscated this big, just gaudy-looking gold necklace. Got this big medallion on it. And I'm also willing to bet that that shit is fake as hell. But Grady puts on the guy's chain and kind of just taunts him with it.
We put your tail in the county jail.
Now Grady's freestyling. Grady is dropping bars during a press conference. It's just not a good look. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. My favorite thing watching Jeopardy was when Alex Trebek, when they would have a rap category and Alex Trebek would have to, like, read some of these rap lyrics. Funniest stuff in the world. Remember when Jimmy Fallon, they used to, like, grab audio from Brian Williams and then they would turn it into rap songs? Love that. But Grady, you're the sheriff of Polk County and you're an amazing sheriff. You, like, nobody fucks around in Polk County. I don't even fuck around in Polk County. Like, I make sure before I get to the Polk County line, I stop, I check out all my lights, make sure I got my registration, make sure my license is good, and I got my insurance card. That's how scared I am of Grady Judd and his police force or sheriff's officers. I'm not saying that I'm scared of them because they're bad people. No, it's just you don't want to fuck around in Polk County. Neither do you want to fuck around in Volusia.
Think about that, brother.
All right. I like to ask a question of the day, and there's two ways. I would love to get some interactions from you. You can email me, Tuddle@gmail.com. That's Tuddle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail. I would love your voicemail replies to this. Cool or uncool, politically correct or unpolitically correct for Grady Judd to call them brothers? Like, I'm just curious. Like, I have no problem with it. And you know what? I don't think Grady meant anything bad by calling them brothers. But I really would like to get your opinion on that. 407-270-3044.
And you know what? This, you could call it the Blue Gang, the Bell Gang Blue rap song. How's that? You may think it's cool, but it'll end up with you arrested every time.
I mean, there's a lot of horrible rappers out there that don't even try to rhyme, but Grady, come on. You gotta at least try to rhyme something. Yeah, I mean, that's the way rap works. It's like a cool version of poetry.
It's not bad if you got it legal.
Like I said, I love Grady, but I was a little embarrassed of that press conference because he's had some better sound bites than that. If you don't know who Grady Judd is, and it is one of the greatest quotes that I've ever heard from law enforcement, but this scumbag ended up shooting and killing a Polk County sheriff's officer during a stop, and they gunned him down finally. I think they shot the dude like 40, 50 times, and the media says, Grady, Sheriff Grady Judd, why did you shoot him that many times? And he was like, because we ran out of bullets. He basically said, oh, we would have shot him more, but we ran out of bullets. And you know what? I have no problem with anything that he said in that soundbite. All right, getting out of here, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Make sure you visit my website, Tuttle.net, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketFairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Ciroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds, .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.